ربه ومن اتبع هديه إلى
يوم الدين. الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.
فقد وصلنا في شرح
We have started in explaining the characters of the Prophet Muhammad's book for Imam Tirmidhi. May the mercy of Allah, glory be to him, upon him, to Hadith Number 8.
إلى الحديث الثامن في الباب الأول وهو باب ما جاء في خلق
In the first chapter, describing the looks of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الإسناد إلى أبي هالة إلى هند ابن أبي هالة. هند ابن.
The isnad in this hadith came to Hind ibn Abi Hala. Hassan ibn Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, reported according to him, Hassan ibn Ali says, I inquired from maternal uncle Hind ibn Abi Hala, his uncle. How is he the uncle of Hassan, son of Ali? Because Khadija. Radiallahu anha is Khadija is the mother of Fatima, so and his mother is Fatima, so his grandmother is Khadija radiallahu anhu, and Abi Hala, and Abi Hala was the husband of Khadija before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Hind. His son is a relative from the mother's side. He's a brother to his mother, Fatima, from the mother, the same mother. Hind was the son of Abi Hala from Khadija, and he is also the son of Khadija, and Fatima is the daughter of Khadija. So Hind and Fatima are brothers from the same mother, but not from the same father. Al-Hassan ibn Ali says, I inquire from my uncle Hind ibn Abi Hala, and he was a good in giving description. I asked him about the noble features of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I was hoping for a description that I hang on. And he said, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him,
عظيماً في نفسه فخماً يعني عظيماً في نفسه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said he had a great qualities and attributes in him. All his companions have respected him and honored him. Somebody with a great status among people around him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, great qualities, and others also held him in high esteem. His fame shone like a full moon. As the moon as a full moon has a lot of light in the best of light status. He was slightly taller than a person of a medium in medium height. So the Prophet was a little taller than a person of a medium height. So he was slightly taller than a person of a medium height, but was shorter than a tall person. He was in a. He was shorter than a tall person. His head was moderately large.
عظيم الهامة يعني عظيم الرأس كان إيه كبير حجم الرأس.
His head was moderately large. His hair was slightly wavy. In his hair wave, there are waves in his hair. So his hair was not very curly, and it was not very silky, but it had a wave in it. It had waves. If his hair parted naturally in his middle, he left it so. If his hair parted naturally in the middle, he left it so. Otherwise, he didn't make an effort to part his hair in the middle. Here, al-aqiqa means the part of the hair and the front of the head. And if his he used to part his hair from the middle of the head. In the middle, he used to part his hair. If his hair parted naturally in the middle, he left it so. Otherwise, he didn't make an effort to part his hair in the middle. And there is a different word used with the same meaning in a different narration. These are different words to the same word. His hair never exceeded the bottom of his ears. He could reach his shoulders as long as his shoulder, or he sometimes cut it to reach the bottom part of his ears. So if he left it long, he would leave it to his shoulders.
أزهر اللوني واسع الجبين. أزهر اللوني واسع الجبين.
أزهر هو had a very luminous complexion, and a wide forehead.
وهكذا جاءت صفة لوني.
So the skin, his complex was luminous, and his forehead was wide. And because his head size was big, so the forehead of the Prophet ﷺ was wide. His eyebrows
سوابغ في غير قرن
were dense and fine.
طيب أزج الحواجب قال معنى أزج الحواجب يعني
his eyebrows was
أزج الحواجب يعني مقوس
dense and fine
الحواجب أو مقوس الإيه
and has a curve they had curve on them
يعني كاملات
full
في غير قرن يعني حاجبان يكادان يلتقيان يكادان يلتقيان
almost meeting one another the two eyebrows almost meeting one another but there is a separation a small part between them they are almost meeting one another
يعني خط كده يفصل
both eyebrows were separate and did not meet each other in the middle They are very close, but they did not meet or touch. There was a vine between them. Because they are not touching one another, between them there was a vine which used to expand and become when the Prophet ﷺ became angry. That vine used to expand when the Prophet ﷺ became angry. And that showed when the Prophet ﷺ was angry or when he is happy. They used to know, the companion used to know the difference between the two states. And the Prophet ﷺ used to get angry only when Allah's rules are being violated. Otherwise, the Prophet ﷺ was always happy looking. And that vein used to expand only when the Prophet ﷺ was angry. His nose was a prominent and had a luster about it. It was fine. It was not big. And it had a curve and in the nose. In the top of it, a small curve. The lowest part of the nose, or the end of the nose, has fine. When one first looked at it, it seemed as if he had a large nose, but looking more carefully, it was a luster, made it look large. Otherwise, itself, his nose was not large. It had light in it. If you look at him,
الشمم هو ارتفاع قصبة الأنف.
الشمم here means the nose to be high. He says, the Prophet ﷺ, if you look at him from far away, you think the nose is higher than the mouth, and the end of the nose expanding. So when one first looked at him, it seemed as if he had a large nose. But when you come closer to him, it was the luster that made it look large. Otherwise, itself, his nose was not large.
العرمين اللي هو الايه الانف. طبعا تاتي احيانا كلمه اشم العرمين هذه تاتي احيانا ككنايه.
Sometimes this word اشم العرمين as a nickname. A person would be called that, people would be looked as honored with a high status. People in the Arab used to say that. So if the Prophet ﷺ, if this is what meant, the Prophet ﷺ takes that status and that definition. His beard was full and dense. So his beard was full and then. His cheeks were smooth and full of flesh. Doesn't have high points. And the mouth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was moderately wide. His mouth was moderately wide. And this attribute was praised in the Arabs, and it was an indication of eloquence in his speech. A person, and he was the most eloquent person who was spoken. He was in command of speaking. His teeth were thin and bright. There was, so between the his teeth there were divides or space. His front teeth had a slight space between them, and there was a thin line of hair from his chest to his navel. There was a thin line of hair from his chest to his navel. His neck was beautiful and thin, like the neck of the statue which had been shaved clear. Here the dumya means the statue made out of the elephant bone, or very clear and smooth. And here dumya also means a decorated picture, has some rosy color on it. But what's meant in here, giving a description to his neck, a description as of the smooth as a statue that has been shaved clear, and sit shining and beautiful like silver. All the parts of his body were of a moderate size and fully fleshed. So the parts of his body were in a moderate size, not one bigger than another. His body had a large joints. Here, fully fleshed is could mean fatten, and could mean greatness in the size, but not with the fat. So from the other hadiths, we understand this word to be he was not skinny and he was not fat. But he also had, his bones were large, so his hands and his feet were large. So we understand from that is the word here does not mean fatness, but it means fullness of a body, greatness in size. But there is no fatness in his stomach. This also, his body had a large joints.
في غير ترج رجل أو يعني يمسك بعضه بعضا بدون يعني أي ترحلات
there is no
هذا هو المعنى ليس هناك يعني أي ترحلات
sags in his body
سمنة مفرطة
there is no over fatness around his body so the size of his body was big because of the wideness of his bones and the size of the bones not because of the fat or the sagness of his body his body had large joints and his chest and stomach were in line so he did not have a big stomach in the same level with his chest so his stomach was not large and it was not inside his chest was broad and wide the space between his shoulders was wide and we talked before about that his chest was wide and there was a space between his shoulders the space between his shoulders was wide to show and indicate the size of the bones of his body. The bones of his joints were large. That describes the bones of his body to be large.
إذا تجرد من ثوبه فبدأ صدره وبطنه وكذا فيكون أنور يعني متجردا عن الشعر يعني ليس في صدره شعر سوى هذه المسربة التي مر ذكرها خط
so if, when he removed his clothes his body looked bright and had luster between his chest and his navel where there was a thin line of hair.
موصول ما بين اللبة والسرة بشعر يجري كالخط.
So the Sheikh is repeating what he said again. His body looked bright and had luster between his chest and his navel, where there was a thin line of hair beside his line. Neither his chest nor his stomach had any other hair. Both sides, the shoulders and the upper portion of his chest had hair. His forearms were long and his palms were wide. His palms and both feet were fully fleshed. The Sheikh is describing the lower part of the neck when the chest and the neck meet.
قال طويل الزندين طويل الزندين والزند اللي هو الايه العضد الزند هو العضد قال طويل الزندين
His arms were long and his palms were wide.
واسع يعني او مساحته كبيره لانه صلى الله عليه وسلم كان ايه غليظ الكفين
So his palms were wide. In his hand, the palms of his hand were wide.
شفن الكفين والقدمين.
His palms and both feet were fully fleshed and large. His fingers and toes were moderately long, not too long and not too short. So meaning that the fingers and the toes were moderately long.
Uh, قال خمصان الأخ خمصان الأخمصين أو خمصان الأخمصين أي شديد تجافيهما عن الإيه عن الأرض والأخمصان نعم النسخة في نسخة المضبوطة معنا خمصان بضم الفاء خمصان الأخمصين هنا مكتوب خمصان كأن الأصح يعني خمصة الأخمصين
These are
الأخمصان هما إيه؟
the Arabic words
أخمص القدم والموضع الذي لا يمس الأرض
the أخمص the part of the foot that does not touch the ground
من أخمص قدمه إلى مفرق رأسه فأخمص القدم أحيانا في الأمثال يعني
the lower part of the foot that does not touch the ground
أخمص القدم اللي هي إيه الجزء المجوف الذي في وسط القدم الذي لا يلامس الأرض عند الإيه عند المشي الجزء المجوف هذا الذي في بطن القدم فخمصان الأخمصين يعني شديد تجافيهما عن الأرض يعني الجزء الأخمص
The arch of the foot is not is apart from the ground. There is a large space between the arch itself is large that makes the space between the foot and the ground is spacious or large space in between.
بس طبعا قالوا يعني هما ايه يعني شديد تجافيهما عن الارض لكن برضو في حدود الاعتدال يعني عندنا ايه نصوص عامه
but it's still within a moderate proportion
صلى الله عليه وسلم كان ايه معتدل الخلق
so having in mind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was
كل ما وصف يعني
his portions were moderate
بغلظ او طول او شده تجافي او كده كله في حدود
all when we say when we describe him we have to make sure that we were understanding it is within the moderate framework
كان مسيح القدمين يعني
مسيح القدمين smooth the feet were smooth and straight
يعني تشقق ولا تيبس
His feet were smooth. Has clean lines. No roughness in them. They were so smooth that hair, that water flowed away quickly off them. So it was so smooth that the water will just flow on these feet. If you pour water on it, it will go fast on his feet quickly from how smooth they were.
قال إذا زال قلعا
when he walked he lifted his legs
ويمشي هونا طيب هنا يعني هذه أيضا صفة من صفة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he walked
قلعا إذا زال زال قلعا قالوا كأنه إيه
he lifted his legs with vigor
ينزع الشيء من أصله أو يحوله من محله يعني إذا مشي رفع رجليه
so when he walks he lifts his leg up as if he is pulling something from the ground
يمشي بقوة فإذا رفع رجله
he walks strong as if when he walks when he lift up his foot he as if he was pulling something from the ground
لكن في نفس الوقت قال يخطو تكفيا ويمشي هونا
leaned slightly forward and placed his feet softly on the ground. He walked at a quick pace and took rather long steps.
وصف آخر له بأنه يعني كأنه يقلع معه شيئا من الأرض لكن في نفس الوقت ويمشي هونا يعني ويمشي
but with the, in the same at the same time it's a soft walk without noises as if he is pulling something from the ground it has strength but it does not have noises or sounds to disturb anything. It has just strength in it. The Prophet ﷺ, as if he was coming from walking from downhill, walking on a high ground, going down. The companions used to work hard to catch up with him when he walked. Well, he is not making a lot of effort walking, but they work hard to catch up with him while he was not making a lot of effort in his walk. His steps were long. As if the ground was prepared for him.
Yeah,
he walked at a quick pace and took rather long steps. He didn't take small steps. When he walked, it seemed as if he was descending to a lower place. When he looked at something, he turned his whole body toward it. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he looks at something, he uses all his body to turn around to look at it. So he does not turn only his head, but with all his body. If he heard somebody calling, or if he heard any noise, he would turn all his body toward what he's trying to look at. His sight was focused more on the ground than towards the sky. He would be looking more toward the ground than to the sky. His sight was focused more to the ground than toward the sky. While walking, most of his walk with paying attention and alert. He did not focus on faces of the people around him. He just focuses on where he's going. He doesn't stare at the people who are around here unless there is a reason for him to look at somebody. But most of the time, he would be walking, paying more attention to where he's going. But if he is sitting in a group, he would be paying attention to everyone in equal proportion. While walking, he asked his companions, may Allah be pleased with them, to walk in front, and he himself walked behind. He used to ask the companions to walk in front of him. He liked to walk behind them. He liked to make them walk in front of him. They always wanted him to walk in front of them, but he used to tell them, leave my back to the angels. So he didn't want anybody to be behind him. They could be on his right and his left and in front of him, and he would be left behind. And he always start greeting the salam first whenever he meets somebody. He gives salams, greeted people first. So he gives salams first whoever he met, because those who say their salams first get a better reward. There are several hadiths encouraging people to start the salam, to give your salam first as more reward and more blessing. Number nine is giving an explanation to the one before that, and Jabir ibn Samra reported that Allah's Messenger, may peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, had a broad face with reddish wide eyes and lean heels. Shaba reported, I said to Samak, what does his prove? Dalil Fam means, he said, long in the slight of the eyes. I said, what is the manhus al-aqibin? He said, it implies little flesh at the heels.
الليلة المقمرة من أولها إلى آخرها ولا غيم فيها. الليلة المقمرة من أولها إلى آخرها ولا غيم فيها. قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said, I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Adhiyan's night. He had a red garment. I looked at him. I looked at the moon, and I found her more beautiful than the moon. And he was comparing between the Prophet and the moon, and he found the Prophet to be better than the moon. The Bara was asked, was the Prophet's face like a sword? He said, no, but it was as bright as the moon.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه
وسلم and Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was very white, as if his body was covered and modeled in silver.
صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنه كان يعلوه النور والإشراق.
Because at the end of his face was light and shine of
رجل الشعر.
His hair was slightly curled with waves.
ممكن نكمل هذا الباب إن شاء الله ونقف عنده.
Inshallah, we'll stop here at the hadith of number 13, that the Prophet ﷺ said, the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, there appeared to me the apostles, and Moses was among the men. He looked like one of the people of Shanwa. And I saw Jesus, the son of Mary, peace be upon him. And I saw that the nearest in resemblance with him was Urwa ibn Mas'ud. And this tribe were Arwa ibn Mas'ud is from. He saw Musa the Prophet ﷺ saw Musa, and this was the night of Isra and Mi'raj, where he saw all the prophets and the messengers. He saw Musa was among the men he looked like the people of this tribe, Shanua. This tribe, he looked like the people of this tribe. And I saw Isa, son of Mary, peace be upon him. And I saw that the nearest in resemblance of, with him was Urwa ibn Mas'ud. And he is from Thaqif. Urwa ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi, he was a master in his tribe, Bani Thaqif. And Urwa ibn Mas'ud also is the one that Quraysh sent in the day of Hudaybah to negotiate with the Prophet ﷺ in the 6th year of Hijrah. And he was an unbeliever at that time, and in the 9th year he became a Muslim, the 9th year of Hijrah. May Allah be pleased with him. He became a Muslim in the year 9 of Hijrah. And he was a master in a Ta'if city and the people of Thaqif. And the Quran was revealed in a verse regarding Urwa ibn Mas'ud and al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. These two people, they were the masters of Ta'if and Ta'if and Mecca. The Prophet ﷺ saw the closest person in resemblance to Isa alayhi salam was Urwa ibn Mas'ud. And I saw Ibrahim, and I see your companions much in resemblance with him. He was the closest, the Prophet himself was the closest in resemblance of the Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam. And I saw Jibreel, peace be upon him. And I saw Dihya to be the nearest in resemblance to him. Here when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam mentioning Jibreel in his angel appearance or a human appearance, he saw him in the angel's appearance twice. And he has in his angel's resemblance has a face and has features. Here what the Prophet meant is could be looking like Dihya in both ways, either it could be either when as an angel or as a human, he looked like Dihya. And he was known to be one of the most beautiful, handsome companions. The Prophet ﷺ said that Jibreel came to the Prophet. Jibreel came to the Prophet and looks like Dihya until to the point that the Prophet ﷺ thought that was Dihya is coming to him. And Dihya was one of the people who gave bay'ah to the Prophet ﷺ under the tree. And he was the messenger of the Prophet ﷺ being sent to the Caesars of the Roman Herakl. Number 14, reported by Sa'id al-Jariri, I saw Allah's messenger, may peace be upon him, and there is one amongst the people of the earth who are living at the present time and seen him except me. I said to him, how did you find him? He said he had an elegant white complexion and he was of an average height. This companion was the last companion dying, died in the year 110. He stayed until the year 110. It was one of the prophecies of the Prophet in the 10th year of Hijra. The Prophet said, have gathered all companions.
أو لا يأتي على الناس مئة عام ويبقى على ظهر الأرض أحد ممن هو على ظهرها الآن.
The Prophet ﷺ said in that gathering that after 100 years from now, no one of you living now will be alive after 100 years. So after 100 years, exactly the last companion died in that year. Exactly at the end of 100 years, as the Prophet ﷺ prophesied, nobody would live from the time of the Prophet ﷺ after that. So that Sahabi saying, I was alive when nobody else have seen him except me. So I asked him to describe him to me. How did you find him? He said he had an elegant white complexion. And the word in Arabic he used was maliyah, which mixed white with redness in it, and he was of, and maliyah also could mean beautiful and handsome. Muqassam here means he was an average height. He was of an average height. Moderate in his height. From of a height and shortness, he was moderate in that aspect and in the body portions. The last hadith is Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, says the front teeth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were a bit wide, spread out. He meant the front teeth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are four teeth, the top ones and the bottom ones. And after that, after the two comes four teeth. Ruba'iyat, the four, and then comes the teeth. Thanaya is the front teeth. Meaning there was a bit wide and there was a spread in between, spread out. They were spaced and were not close together. When he spoke, a light could be seen emitting from his teeth. We stop here, inshallah, and describing the features of the Prophet ﷺ, and inshallah we will go on with the second chapter tomorrow. We will wait for a couple of questions, and we will. Here is the definition of Arabic words, jahmarish. It means an old woman. It means two meanings, a baby, a bunny smell still feeding from his mother, or an old woman. This is real.
جحمرش فعلل فعلل. طيب ما الطريقة المثلى لمذاكرة علم الصرف والاستفادة منه؟
The Sheikh is talking about the first class he had regarding Arabic sarf and grammar, encouraging the brothers and sisters to memorize the rules with repetition and memorization. It will stick to the is it an okay to follow the Prophet ﷺ in the way he walks and to spread his hair, split his hair the same way? It's knowing that this you do not mean to practice that in the same way the Prophet ﷺ walked, or the way he did his hair, without, if it is by nature the same, it's a person should be happy to have that, but you do not intentionally and get busy trying to look like him, but you should get busy trying to imitate his behavior and what he did as behavior and action. You do not intend to look like him, but if there is something resembled in him, it's something to feel happy about, but not to intend to go out of the way to look like him. What is the measurement of what the Jama'ah, Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and who they are, to describe who they are? And the answer is if they are following the same teaching of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the groups of falsehood are the ones who are not on the same and the same guidance of the Prophet and his companion. Inshallah, in the future we will be studying different kind of going out of the Sunnah with more explanation. We will talk about the misguided groups in regarding the faith and Iman, and those who were misguided regarding the faith, and those who were also misguided in what happened with the companions after the death of the Prophet, and what is the position of the group of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and with those who are misguided groups. We stop in here, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us benefit, inshallah, from what we said, all of us. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.